I'm a bluff.
Hey, well, what's the matter?
I haven't got any onions.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, do you want me to go out and get you some?
Well, there isn't time. I should have had this pie in the oven half an hour ago.
Oh, don't get your knickers in a twist, Shirley. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, here's one. It's soft. Still, the inside should be all right. It'll have to do.
What are you making, anyway?
Steak and kidney pie. It doesn't taste the same without an onion.
Hey, aren't you going to your Open University class tonight, then?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, you can usually cook a big meal then. We could have had scrambled eggs or something.
Yeah, I know we could, but... Ooh, I felt like a decent meal. Anyway, I asked Morris to come over. Can't go giving him scrambled eggs.
Ooh, I don't see why not. Anyway, it's never going to be ready in time, is it?
Yes, it is. Or it would be if you get up off your backside and help me.
What do you want me to do?
Well, you could peel those potatoes.
No peace for the wicked, huh?
And then you could open that tin of fruit.
Ooh, Morris is honoured with pudding as well, is he?
And put the cream in a jar.
Cream? Rich beyond the dreams of a barista. Hey, is there anything left for you to actually do, or are you delegating a lot?
Now, any more cracks like that, Cliff Edwards, and I'll crack you one with this rolling pin. No need to ask who that is. Sorry, Carol.
It's all right. He's been very good all day, actually.
I can't hear you. Boy, you shut up.
I said, he's been very good all day, actually.
Has he? You amaze me.
He slept most of the time.
Suppose that means he'll be awake all night.
Oh, I hope not, for your sake.
Where's Moonshine?
I put her in the carry cot, downstairs. I fed her a while back and she fell asleep. I didn't want young Sam waking her.
You fed Sam?
Bottle's there.
Oh, thanks, Carol. You're a pal. Oh, you are an angry boy, aren't you? Shall we feed you then? Eh? Shall we feed you? There you are. It's not too hot, is it? No, he says it's lovely.
The great thing about Sam is it's terrific when he stops crying.
Yeah.
Now, the clean baby growers are all by the fire.
Great. You went to the laundrette then?
Yeah. Oh, I met Shirley on the way there, too.
Oh, yeah? What did she have to say for herself?
Not much.
No little lectures on working mothers. How shocking it is how they lead their children.
It's not like that, Debbie.
Not much. Did she ask you if you were looking after him?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Did you tell her you were working and all?
No, I didn't. Here, why are you so interested in what I said to her, any road?
I'd just like to know how much she knows about me.
Well, she doesn't get much from me, I can tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I'm off. I don't suppose Moonshine will wake up, but if she does, give her a drink of orange juice.
Okay.
See you then.
See you. Oh, Carol, hope it goes all right. First night in a new job.
Sure you've had enough, Morris?
Yes, thanks.
What about you, Claire? Do you want any more?
No, thanks, love. In fact, I don't think I've even got time for any pudding. I told Donald I'd be over at the pub early this evening.
Oh, we'll have some later when you come in, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Well, if I feel like it. I'll see you later then, sweetheart.
Yeah, okay, love.
And we'll have that run tomorrow, eh, Mark?
Aye. We might even see the mysterious flying object everyone keeps ringing up about. Especially if we go at dawn.
You what?
I'll tell you about it later, please.
All right, then. Have a good evening, you two.
Bye.
Here you are.
Well, I'll just start putting these plates in the kitchen.
Aye, right. Are you sure you've got time for pudding, Shirley?
Oh, yes, I should think so.
Because I don't mind if we don't have any.
No, it's all ready. I'll take a minute to eat. There we are. Pass me one of those bowls, will you, Morris?
Aye, right. Here. You know something, Shirley? You are a very well-organized woman.
I don't know if Cliff would agree with you.
You work all day, you cook a really good meal of a night time, and on top of that, you're doing all this Open University business.
There's your pudding.
Thank you. And the great thing is, you never seem to get rattled.
I don't know about that.
You and Cliff. Well, you're very lucky, you know. The pair of you.
I know we are.
Snug wee home like this, and someone you really get on with.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll happen for you one day too, Morris.
Well, that's a nice thought. Here, you said you were a wee bit fed up when I saw you this morning. What was that about?
Oh, nothing really. It was just me being silly.
Oh, come on. Must have been something.
No, it wasn't. I met Carol. The girl from the squat today with Debbie's baby. And her own. She's got one, you know, about 7 months old.
Oh, aye.
And, well, it just doesn't seem right to me, that's all. To have a baby and then leave it with someone else.
Mm.
Can't be good for any of them. Carol looked worn out.
I mean, how can she give two babies the attention they need? It's not possible. No one can.
Right, now all you have to do is ladle this stew into the foil containers, put these cardboard lids on, make sure the foil's bent over with this gadget here, and put them into freezers.
Well, that's too hot.
Oh, aye, yeah, that's very important. They're blast freezers, see?
Oh.
Then when that's all done, there's the washing up.
Right.
And then if the chef wants any preparatory work doing, he'll let you know.
Aren't you the chef?
No, I'm... Well, I'm one of the partners in this thing, to be quite honest.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's nothing to apologise for. It's one of those setups where everybody mucks in.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not usually here in the evening, as a matter of fact. I'm the one who does the market run, see, first thing in the morning. I told Matt I'd start you off as it's your first evening.
Oh, ta.
Before we start, you haven't got anything to tie your hair back, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh. We should have overalls for you, actually. I didn't think about it. Oh, hang on. There's a spare one of mine here.
Oh, ta.
Bit big for you, but it'll do for tonight. And look, if you tie your hair back in a rubber band, you can borrow one of the chef's hats for this evening.
Oh, heck. I hope no one sees me looking like this.
You look quite fetching, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right, well, you like to start?
Right.
You're from up north, aren't you? Same as me.
Liverpool.
Oh. I'm from near Manchester. You like it down here?
Oh, it's all right.
You got a baby, Rob said.
Yeah. Here, do you want these filled right up?
Yeah, right to the top. So, who's looking after the baby?
Girl I live with.
Oh. Are you going to be able to manage? Up till two and then looking after it?
Oh, yeah, I'll be all right. It's the girl I share with I'm worried about.
Go in.
I'm off now, Matt. Can I get you anything, seeing as how there's no sign of Alexis?
Well, I'll have his guts for garters when I see him.
Anyway, do you want anything?
No.
You all right? You look as if you're well stuck into that whiskey.
Yeah. Well, it helps me to think, doesn't it?
Oh. Funny, never has that effect on me.
Well, we're all made different, aren't we? Do you fancy one, by the way?
No, I won't, actually, Matt. Not as I've got to be up early tomorrow.
How's that girl doing? The one Rob brought?
Seems all right. Nice little thing. Good worker.
I was surprised when he brought a girl. I thought it was a couple of blocks he had in mind.
Hey, yeah, she's got a baby, too. I don't know, it doesn't seem right to me.
What?
Well, nice young girl like her looking after a kid all day, then coming here to work all evening. It's not what it should be like, is it? The way I see it, she should have someone looking after her.
What happened to her husband?
Don't know, I didn't like to ask. Perhaps she hasn't got one.
Well, she should have.
That's easy said.
I don't know. People make such bloody awful messes of their lives. We all do.
Matt, are you all right?
How do you mean?
Well, sitting here in the dark, drinking on your own.
I'm only drinking on my own because my wife's at work.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing really. Well, if you want to know, it's Jeremy.
Jeremy?
You know Lynn's going back to court, don't you? To try and reverse the custody order.
Hmm.
She and Peter have been at each other's throats ever since last summer.
Aye.
And he wants to stay here with us. That's the thing.
Yeah?
So, when Lynn said she was going to fight, I thought, okay.
Yeah? So what's changed your mind?
Lynn had a phone call from Jeremy's headmaster today. He said he was very worried about Jeremy and he wanted to talk to us. I feel rotten about it, Bill.
Why?
Because it's obvious. Us four battling over him. It's rotten for the kid. I still think Lynn's right. He would be better with us. And I know Peter's not going to let go. He's like a bloody limpet. Look at the way he always comes up with flowers and cars and God knows what on their wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary?
His and Lynn's.
You're joking.
And I don't see why Lynn should always be the one to give in and let him have his way.
So what's going to happen then?
Oh, God knows. And we've been summoned to see the headmaster. All four of us. On Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, hello, sweetheart. You still up?
No, I went to bed half an hour ago. Couldn't leave all this washing up, could I?
Oh, I don't know, couldn't you?
Well, I'd only have to do it in the morning. No one else around here ever gives the hands a turn.
Oh, something tells me you're not in a very good mood, Cherry.
I'm tired, please.
Well, shall I make you a cup of tea?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, shift over a bit, then. How was the class?
Oh, all right. How'd you get on at the Wagoners?
Fine, fine. Quiet night tonight. Yeah, that girl from the squat was in.
Carol? The one who lives with Debbie?
Yeah, that's her. The one who came and worked in the shop for a bit.
Yeah, that's Carol. She's minding Debbie's baby for her while she's at work.
Oh, is she? Well, it seems she's got some sort of evening job as well, then.
What?
Oh, yeah, packing or something, as far as I can make out.
Oh, she has she? Oh, I think that's awful.
Why?
Well, she's looking after the two babies in the day, and Debbie's looking after them in the evening.
Well, sounds very well organised to me.
Well, it's not, Cliff. It means they must be both absolutely exhausted all the time. It means neither of those babies is getting all the attention they should.
Well, it's none of our business, is it, Shirley?
I don't know. I wonder if I were to say something. I could say something to Carol. I know I could.
Shirley, you stay out of it. It's got nothing to do with us. We'll be right back.